When Facebook was founded, you had to have a college email address to sign up. I remember waiting for mine at the end of my senior year in high school. It was the ultimate social network.
People want to go on the internet and check out their friends, so why not build a website that offers that? Friends, pictures, profiles. I'm talking about taking the entire social experience of college and putting it online.
The site got 2,200 hits within 2 hours.
22,000.
That, of course, is from the 2010 movie that documented it all, The Social Network.
But then it was open up to everyone, and all of a sudden the whole family was on Facebook. Mom and dad, maybe grandparents too. But that didn't spell the end of the platform. Instead, it's grown to include 2.2 billion users, even as it's faced public scrutiny over data hacks and how well it protects users' information.
But today, there are some signs that young people aren't buying it. A new survey from the Pew Research Center shows a dramatic shift in the number of young people who are on Facebook. A few years ago, Pew reported that 71% of teens reported being Facebook users. But this year, that number is down to just 51%.
And at the same time, there's been a dramatic rise in the number of teens who use other social media platforms. 85% are on YouTube, 72% are on Instagram, and 69% use Snapchat.
It's a shift that illustrates just how young people use social media, according to Alex Halavay, director of the Social Technologies Programs at ASU. He came into our studios recently to talk more about what all of this means for Facebook, and I started by asking him if all of this rings true to him. Are his students still on Facebook?
People have been saying this for a long time, and I think the reality is catching up with it. That's part of it. Part of it is I see them as undergrads after this has already happened, after that wave. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, for the first time, I'm teaching a class that I used to teach on Facebook, and I've had students come in who've never been on Facebook and a number who've left. And so that's been a bit of a surprise, but the writing's been on the wall.
Right. Okay, so what happened? Why are these young people either not on or leaving Facebook?
Well, I think there's a bunch of things happening here. I think what most people point to is this idea that Facebook is somehow an old people's medium, like me. I'm still on Facebook.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So us old folks stay on Facebook, and the only reason that the kids need to stay on there is to stay in touch with extended family.
Wow.
And I think that's what a lot of people say. I think that's part of it, but a big part of it is really a change in the way people engage in media, mm-hmm. both in terms of photos and in terms of video. And so I think that shift away from text and towards those things, Facebook has done not as good a job in keeping up with.
Just the visual aspect of it?
Right. Yeah. I mean, people don't want necessarily, you can certainly put pictures up on Facebook and people do, but Instagram is much easier for that. And so I think people tend to gravitate in undergraduate a little bit more towards Instagram, but generally speaking, they're gravitating towards visual media.
So is this about selfie culture?
In part, I think so, yeah. I think part of it is that people are using that as a way of communicating their feelings in a way that they haven't in the past. That's definitely the Snapchat piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, they use Instagram in a way that us old folks may not use Instagram. So more of their Instagram photos are also selfies by a fairly large degree.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Is this not at all then about what most of us older people would assume that it's about, which is the headlines, the privacy concerns that are dogging Facebook?
I think there's some of that in there. And I suspect it's a little less about the privacy concerns and more about kind of the way that the culture of Facebook has shifted.
Mm-hmm.
So Snapchat is really a way of talking with your friends about fairly trivial things, kind of keeping the pulse on the people around you. Facebook was, you know, that place where you put pictures of your family and your cats. And I think a lot of that discourse has changed toward talking about politics and much more agonistic. And that's not why they want to be on social media.
Right. Then let's talk about what is the result. So if young people are not on Facebook, what does that mean for the future of Facebook? I mean, most of what we've been talking about with Facebook in the news has been about Russia and ads and data. That's not necessarily the problem you're seeing.
Well, ads and data still very much are. I mean, the customers of Facebook are not the users. It's the people who advertise with them. And so the ad part does matter. But Facebook is still growing, at least has been over the last year in the United States, and is growing quite quickly in Asia and still in Europe and the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so Facebook as a business has focused very heavily on their continued growth, and their growth is continuing apace. It just doesn't happen to be continuing at the same rate among young people in the U.S. and especially within the United States. Yeah.
How much of this do you think has to do with sort of an inertia, like the idea that people are just, it's there and it's so ubiquitous that it's going to have a hard time disappearing?
Yeah. So there's this thing called Metcalfe's Law, which says that the value of especially a social technology or a connected technology increases by the number of people who are already there. Mm-hmm. And so Facebook makes a lot more sense as a place to stay if 90% of your friends are there. But both you won't want to go to a new place until there's a mass of people there, and you won't want to leave a place where there is a mass of people. It's kind of the opposite of being at a party where you want to leave when there's too many people there. Right. You want to go to the place where all the people are. And so there is definitely in social networks an inertia. This is part of the reason that folks like Google had a hard time breaking into this, and mm-hmm. and those who've created direct alternatives because of the privacy issues, direct alternatives to Facebook have had only very modest success.
So I want to talk about the more abstract part of this, which is if things are shifting in this way, if young people are using social media in a different way and Facebook doesn't necessarily meet that need, what does that mean for the future of social media and the future of the way that this generation communicates?
Well, I think this is kind of a piece that is both cultural and technological. On the technological side, people have had cameras in their phones for a long time, but they've really started using them in new ways, really started manipulating those images and thinking of themselves as people that can mix and arrange and mash up video and audio content in a way that they haven't in the past. Mm-hmm. And so I think that as we move into more adept users, people who've had a lot more experience with that, a lot more of our social interactions will involve those kinds of media. And so social media will need to sort of change to meet those needs.
So what does that mean for the rest of us, I guess?
Those of us left behind.
Right. Yes. Like, will we be left behind or will we try to adapt? Or is there sort of a language barrier there, for lack of a better phrase?
Well, I'm a professor, and so I was really fairly excited in the way that many people were not excited about Facebook and Twitter because mm-hmm. they saw the end of the English language. And I, on the other hand, saw this possibility of people writing in a way they hadn't in the past. So in my deepest heart and soul, I am sorry to see the text culture getting eroded slightly as yeah. people move more towards the visual culture. But I think that this is going to be something that if we want to be engaged in media, we will pick up. You know, Facebook was a place where no grandparents were initially, and everyone said, oh, you can't be, you know, if you're older, you're not on Facebook or you're not on social media at all.
Right. It started as college kids.
Exactly.
I remember that.
and then that became very quickly reversed. Mm-hmm. And so I suspect that I am not eager to say that the youth kind of lead in this area and everyone manages to catch up, but it certainly seems like people find a use for the technologies they find.
Alex Halavay, thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.